The Utah Foundation research report, Lessons from Our Neighbor, Learning from Colorado's Educational Success, pointed out the much broader participation in full-day kindergarten in Colorado. In Utah, 13% of five-year-olds attend full-day kindergarten. In Colorado, that number is 74%. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Data from Colorado's Department of Education show the boost kids get from participating in high-quality preschool and full-day kindergarten programs continues into high school. Here in Utah, there have been a number of steps toward implementing full-day kindergarten, as well as the occasional step backward, such as when funding for the program was eliminated in 2011. In this legislative session, there are efforts to increase funding and expand the reach of full-day kindergarten programs, though in some cases the money would come from the families of kindergartners rather than the state. Representative Steve Elison, a Republican from Cottonwood Heights, is the sponsor of House Bill 41. It allows a local school district or a charter school to offer an optional full-day kindergarten program for parents who are willing to pay the additional cost beyond the half-day program. Elison says this arrangement would not violate Utah's constitutional prohibition on fees for elementary education.
So this, because it expands it, I have been told by legislative counsel that it's not out of line to charge the fees. It's just like attending a community ed class where they're like, this is not our standard offering, so we can charge a fee. But the good news is that any student that wants to attend, regardless of their ability to pay, where this is offered, will be able to do so.
How much that additional fee might be is a little hard to guess, but the fiscal note on House Bill 41 puts the incremental cost of the full-day program at $1,400 per student. Over the length of a school year, that would be about $156 a month. For students who can't afford to pay the fee, Republican State Representative Lowry Snow of St. George has another answer. His House Bill 42 appropriates an additional $10 million a year in addition to the $7.5 million already set aside for extended kindergarten programs. The bill would allow districts to collect fees if they wanted to, but Snow says his measure is intended to reach kids who are at risk of academic failure in the earliest grades. Snow says kids in the Washington County School District, who've had the benefit of all-day kindergarten, can match or exceed their peers in reading and other academic skills by the time they're in class together. Because his bill has that additional appropriation, the legislative process will be a little different. HB 42 has to win funding from appropriations committees and from both houses, and that could hold up final passage until the end of the session, when legislative leadership makes final decisions on all new fiscal note bills. The two legislators say their bills are compatible, and they could easily see both of them becoming law. If that happens, Tess Davis with Voices for Utah Children says the kids will be winners, and Utah won't have to look to the neighboring state of Colorado for an example of success.
I think the biggest argument, especially right now, is that the majority of our four-year-olds in Utah are not enrolled in preschool or pre-K of any kind. So many of those students who may have significantly benefited from those interventions in pre-K didn't receive them, and they enter school unprepared for the challenge. So I think by adding the all-day component, students who didn't receive the interventions they needed can make up for some of that lost time, so to speak, if they're given additional time during that first year in a school environment.
A poll just published on the UtahPolicy.com website shows 50% of Utahns support plans for the state to offer full-day kindergarten programs. But there's more than token opposition. 44% say they either somewhat or strongly oppose the plan. And that may be a figure that members of the legislature take notice of as these bills move through the process. You can find out more about Utah Foundation and read the research report dealing with the comparison of Utah's and Colorado's early childhood education programs on our website at utahfoundation.org. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.